The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Susan here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Susan.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? You sound pretty chipper for someone who's in the midst of a heated debate.
Well, I just feel like you guys are totally going to be on my side. I just need to know if I'm wrong
yeah.
or not.
Okay.
My boyfriend Taylor, he's growing a beard right now. I'm pretty sure he's trying to follow some kind of trend or whatnot.
Yeah, very trendy to have beards.
I don't like it at all. I just really don't like it. And we can't come to an agreement about it. I mean, well, he's pretty set in the fact that he wants to keep it. But I don't want him to keep it. You know, I honestly, like, I just feel that, you know, beards are super gross. Food gets stuck in it.
What'd you say gets stuck in it?
Food.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross, you know, and I feel like, you know, like he just doesn't know how to take care of it or keep it clean, you know, and he never had it before. Like when we first met, he was always like clean shaved, and like that totally changes the dynamic of his face. And when we kiss each other, it scratches me a little bit. I just don't like it anymore.
I feel like when you tell a guy to shave, it makes him not want to shave even more.
Yeah.
Like when you try to tell him what to do.
I know, it sucks, though. It sucks. Because I don't mean to tell him what to do. It really just feels uncomfortable. And you know, when we started dating, like I said, he was clean-shaved.
Right.
Like, that's what I liked him for.
And now he's, like, hairy and gross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's call Taylor and see what... Let's get his side of the story, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let's call Taylor here.
Hello?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
You know, just hanging out, having some coffee, doing my award-winning radio show with my friend Megan.
Okay.
It's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You sound totally unimpressed by all that information, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm unaware, but that's cool.
Oh, okay. It's a radio show, and your girlfriend Susan really enjoys it. In fact, she's on the phone with us. Say hi.
Well,
hi.
Hey, Susan. What's up?
Megan, you tell
Taylor.
Him.
Susan tells us that she's not such a fan of your beard, and she really wants you to shave, and you refuse.
She said she hates it, and you're gross now.
Yeah, that's me. That's what's happening.
What's the deal with the beard? Is it like a big full beard that you've recently grown? Is that
it's a nice beard. I really like it.
Is it big?
Why there's a problem?
Is it really big?
Sure. what
we're talking about the beard, by the way.
Yeah, I realize now how that sounded.
Well, Susan, explain to him once again what you explained to us, how you think it's gross and scratchy and you don't like it.
Listen, I think you have such a handsome face, and now it's just you're just covering it with all that hair. It always gets messy, and then you want to kiss me, and then I have food smell, like, while you're kissing me. It's just so gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
All right, Taylor, why the beard? Is there some reason that you want a beard all of a sudden rather than, you know, to kiss your girlfriend and not make her want to vomit?
Well, it is comfortable. I mean, I don't like to shave.
Yeah.
So it's not my favorite, you know, and I don't have the greatest jawline or chin, so it's nice to have a beard to cover that.
But it really turns your girlfriend off.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see that might be a problem?
Well, we're going to have a discussion about shaving on both sides. You know.
Ew, no, we're not.
Oh.
Okay, all right, hang on.
Yeah,
ew, gross.
I mean, like,
all right, hang
come on, dude.
Hang on 1 second, you two. 340-9595. Is this a common thing? Has a beard ever gotten in the way of your relationship? What did you do about it? 340-9595. Kim, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Great, Kim. Thanks so much for asking. What do you think about this dude with the beard? His girlfriend hates it and says she doesn't even want to kiss him anymore. It's an intimacy issue. But he says, I like it. I'm going to keep it. Well, who's right? Who's wrong?
Well, you know, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but...
Well, then why the hell are you calling?
Because I have a great idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. I think that she should let her back just as long as he let his beard hair grow.
That's not a great idea at all.
It would It would make him want to shave his face.
That's
unless he's into it. You never know.
No, this is even worse.
Well, if it's a hygiene issue, I wouldn't think he'd be into it.
No, yeah, okay. Kim, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that. And by appreciate, I mean I don't appreciate that call at all. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what do you think about the this bearded dude whose girlfriend hates it?
I think she should suck it up.
She should suck it up?
Yeah. Suck it up, buttercup, because guess what? It is what it is, man. I mean, as long as he's doing it right, and what I mean is, you know, using the beard oils, beard balms, brushing it out, maintaining it, you know, keeping it nice and crisp.
Yeah.
Then she shouldn't have an issue with it.
See, and this is what I never
understood. It doesn't sound like he is, though.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just like letting it grow.
He's like being gross about it.
Here's what I never understood about beards. Because guys will say, I hate shaving, so I just grew a beard. But what you just described to me seems like it's more intensive care than actually just shaving.
Absolutely.
I agree. Here's the thing. I'm growing out my beard right now.
Right.
My wife hates it as well. Like, she doesn't like it.
Right.
But I told her, like, look, you cut your hair, because she had nice long hair, and she cut it out, and I was like, yeah, I didn't tell you to cut your hair, so guess what? I'm growing out my beard. Tuck it up.
Yeah.
But so it's like because she has less hair, you're trying to replace it now on your face.
Exactly. Boom. You got it.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I understand the whole thing of not liking to shave because, you know, I was in the military, and I have to shave every day, and it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, but... you can't just kind of lean just on that. You want to, like, I mean, it kind of sucks having to shave every day.
I mean, to me, it would suck having to put...
I mean, it sucks being a girl and having to shave every day. So, like, yeah. I don't feel like that's an excuse.
Some girls don't shave every day, as we learned from the last caller. Kayla from Gainesville, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Kayla. What'd you want to say?
So, my boyfriend has, like, a little bit of a beard, but, like, I don't think I could deal with a big beard because... I already tell him, like, you've got to shave it because it's too prickly. I can't deal with it.
You don't like the little prickly ones?
No, I do not.
Well, then you definitely wouldn't like the big bushy ones.
That's what she said.
Kayla, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Oh, now, here's the thing. I don't ever have a beard because I just really can't grow hair anywhere on my body.
Right.
My
and
head.
And when you did try to have a beard, it was so weird.
It wasn't that I tried to have a beard. It's that I tried to participate in No Shave November.
Right. Well, right. That's what I meant.
It looked horrible.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And you know what it is? My wife complains, but not nearly as much as my daughter. Like, she really complains. like she refuses. She'll be like, Daddy, you have to shave. And then, of course, I shave because I don't want to be the world's worst father.
You're a sucker.
Yeah, total sucker. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Oliver from the South Side, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, Oliver. What do you think? Beard or babe? What's more important?
Morning, Mark. Morning, Megan.
Hi.
I got a question for Mike.
For Mike or Mark?
Mike.
Okay. Who's Mike?
The beard guy.
Oh, his name's Taylor, but that's okay. We get
it's Taylor. I'm sorry.
No, it's
close
all right.
Enough.
The question for Taylor is this. How important is Megan to him?
How important is Megan to him?
Yeah. How much Megan means to him.
Yeah. Again, I think you're mixing up the names.
Yeah.
Susan is his girlfriend who he loves. Megan is the girl who he didn't even know existed until like 5 minutes ago. But that's okay. I think you mean his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Right, because I'll be honest with you, he didn't even know who Megan was when we called.
Yeah, he had no idea.
Right. But I mean,
probably not very important.
So, F you, I'm keeping the beard because Megan is not important to me at all. Thanks, Mike. I have a question for Jonas.
Who?
Stephanie
Whatever.
From Callahan. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What do you want to say, Stephanie?
My husband did 20 years in the military. And when he got out, he decided to grow a beard. So I let him do it. But once in a while, I'll tell him, honey, it's time to shave. And he'll shave it for me. He actually shaved his beard for me every weekend.
Oh, wow.
All about compromising.
How is that a compromise? If you told him to shave it and he did.
He did.
That's not compromise, though. That's just
really just him doing what you said.
See, this is the thing. Women don't really understand what compromise is.
I like that definition of compromise better.
I told my husband to shave his beard, and he shaved it. So, you know, Compromise. Well, look, Taylor, a lot of people, mostly women, are saying that you need to, you know, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it, and you should probably shave it because she fell in love with you for your clean shaven self, right, Susan?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, you'll shave it, or?
I mean, I'll talk about it, but it doesn't mean I'm supposed to shave it.
Yeah.
Maybe like meet halfway and just like trim it up a little bit.
Oh, like a goatee or something?
No, absolutely not. I mean like scruffiness so that you still have facial hair, but it's just not like a full bushy beard.
I feel like we could compromise.
I'll do something. What about like just really long sideburns?
No.
Oh my God.
That's worse.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.